Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. Stand up for your country. The Trump factor. He is still the most dominant politician in the world. Putin would be second. Trump is first. And the media has not been able to take him out after 8 years. They have not been able to take him out. And the Democratic Party has not been able to take him out. The Justice Department of the United States using all its power to try to eliminate Donald Trump. So we have a very interesting situation on our hands, and he could win re-election next November, joining Grover Cleveland as the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. It is possible, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So new polling, morning consult, 300,000 potential Republican primary voters across all 26 states that have the primaries. First up, Iowa, Trump 50, DeSantis 18, Ramaswamy 13, Haley 11. Florida, Trump 60. Santas 23, Haley 8, Ramaswamy 5. Nevada, Trump 67. Santas 10, Ramaswamy 10, Haley 9. South Carolina, Trump 57, Haley home state 19. DeSantis 13, Ramaswamy 6. California, Trump 71, DeSantis 10, Haley 8, Ramaswamy 7. So you can see it's insurmountable. Not going to change. That Trump, if the primary convention was held tomorrow, would get the nomination. Now, there's all kinds of other things in play, and we're going to get to that. All right. But as far as the preference of Republican voters in America, it is Donald Trump by a wide margin. Now, there's a left-wing poll out today, Reuters Ipsos. That is historically a liberal poll. And it asked the hypothetical matchup. It's got Trump 38, Biden 36, don't know 26. I don't know how you could not know at this point in history. And then with RFK Jr. in, it's Trump 36, Biden 31, RFK 16. The Iowa primary, January 15th. You know, we get the holidays coming up, so it's really right on us. New Hampshire, Joanna, a week later, January 23rd, South Carolina, February 24th. California, March 5th, Florida, March 19th, and Nevada, June 11th. Now, the reason this is happening for Trump is very simple. Trump promises revenge slash retribution, you pick your word, on the progressive movement and the Democrats who have directly hurt him. That is what the Trump can't. Pain is about. I'm going to get them. That resonates. That is emotional far more than any other issue. And then Trump has his record on his side is much better than Biden's record. And anybody who says it wasn't is lying to you or just too stupid to have a conversation with. It was one of the two. Now, summing up, and I've said this before, and I don't want to be repetitive. If Trump would just moderate his rhetoric a little, he'd win by 10 points. Because Nikki Haley would beat Biden by a lot more than Trump would beat Biden. Because independents who don't like Trump are put off by his rhetoric and chaos. If he'd just come back and run on his record, it wouldn't even be close. That's a memo. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, now you've heard about the Supreme Court thing. This is an interesting story. It's a little bit complicated, and I'm going to be the simple man here and explain it. Okay. So the special counsel sitting in D.C., Jack Smith, appointed by Merrick Garland, wants to destroy Donald Trump. He doesn't, he's not looking for justice. He's not, he wants to destroy, take Trump out. He knows that the Supreme Court sooner or later will become involved in the charges against Trump. Smith knows that. So he wants it sooner. So he's petitioned the court to see if it is legal under the Constitution to charge a president with crimes where he's already been adjudicated in the impeachment process. So you remember, Trump was impeached twice. He was acquitted twice in the Senate. Trump lawyers say, look, this is double jeopardy. He's already been acquitted in a legal way by the impeachment. Can't bring same charge. Supreme Court, it's going to hear that. Okay, as they accepted the case. Because the trial on all this stuff with Jack Smith is supposed to start in March, right before Super Tuesday. And Smith wants a clear playing field. Problem is, the Supreme Court is off again. They're always off. They come back January 5th. But even though they're not sitting, they read stuff and they've told Trump's lawyers, give us your brief by December 20th. Okay, next week. By today, a week from today, right? Isn't it the 13th today? I think it's the 13th. Let me check my watch here. No, it's the 12th today. I just said it was. See how old I am? Anyway, it's next Wednesday. Trump lawyers got to go in and say, here's what we believe is unconstitutional about Jack Smith, and the Supreme Court will rule. Now, ironically, Trump appointed two of the justices, and it's a conservative Supreme Court. But I don't know how it's going to come out. I have no idea. Huge story. If the Supreme say, can't do it, then Trump, boy, does he take on momentum. It's a huge story. They'd have to rule, I would say, February 1st. To give the Trump lawyers enough time. So that's what that's all about. Now, this story has not been explained properly. I hope I just did it for our television and radio audience all over the world. You have questions about it? Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town. All right, Joe Biden today raising more money in Washington, D.C., and then meeting with Zelensky. There'll be a press conference. I will cover the press conference tomorrow on the No Spin News. We tape late in the afternoon, and I have to, you know, digest the stuff. So rather than rush it, I'm going to do it tomorrow, if you don't mind. Let's go to the border. So the state of Arizona, Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, has sent the Biden administration a bill for $512 million, saying, you got to pay us this money because it's your fault we're flooded with migrants. And it is. Only one man responsible for this border madness, Joe Biden. It's not Congress's fault, not the media's fault, not my fault, Biden's fault alone. Won't stop it, doesn't want to stop it, doesn't care about it. And how about Kamala root causes Harris? How are those root causes going down there, Mrs. Vice President? a bunch of crap. Sorry. Just will. Look, Biden's not going to enforce immigration law. Could he be impeached for that? Absolutely. Could be. Not going to be convicted, but he could be. And that brings us to the impeachment inquiry vote. I guess it's going to happen tomorrow. So the House Rules Committee met today and figured out, well, you know, what they're going to do as far as wording is concerned. Straight party line, all Democrats will vote against the impeachment inquiry because the Democratic Party doesn't want Joe Biden held accountable for anything. It's his guy, okay? Republican Party, I don't know at this point, maybe Massey in Kentucky, he's kind of out there. But they're going to have to get 99% in the House to pass this thing. And if it fails, it doesn't mean there is not going to be any more investigations. There will be. But this just formalizes it. So that vote's tomorrow. ACLU and NRA have band together. Talk about strange bedfellows. All right, again, this story has not been reported accurately. I will now do that. It's my job to do it. It's why you're here watching and listening. NRA has sued a woman named Maria Vullo, V as in Victor, U-L-L-O. She's a former superintendent of the New York State Department of Financial Services, a state worker, okay? She allegedly used her position to try to hurt NRA's business, private business, because she hates the NRA. And she did that while she was serving the state of New York. So the NRA sues her. Why is the ACLU involved? Because the ACLU, as part of the lawsuit, says that a government official, anybody, state, federal, local, anybody working in the government can't target a private concern, business, nonprofit, whatever, because they disagree with what they're doing. So because Maria Vullo didn't like or doesn't like the NRA, she can't try to hurt it. That's against the First Amendment. That's what the NRA is saying, and the ACLU is on board with that. They are helping the NRA. So, of course, the far left, including the New York State ACLU, totally repudiated the National ACLU, which is a far left movement. I mean, it is. But it's an interesting story, and we'll see how it plays out. Thought you would be interested in that. No idea how that will go, by the way. Media Matters. This is an organization that is in business. It is a nonprofit to smear, defame, libel, slander people with whom it disagrees. That's what they do. I've dealt with these people for 25 years. They are the lowest form of humanity. They're in trouble. Elon Musk is suing them, saying they used their position, Media Matters did, to put out phony stuff about X, tying X to Nazis, and Musk is suing them. Okay? Because of that lawsuit, the attorneys general in Texas and now in Missouri are investigating Media Matters on criminal charges. Good. Good. Now, this is almost like the NRA. It's a First Amendment issue. Media Matters is going to say we have a right to say whatever we want, but you don't have a right to commit fraud and hurt a business like X. Don't have a right to do that. And in Texas and Missouri, there are laws preventing that, criminal laws. Following this because I want Media Matters to be destroyed. They do not deserve to be operating in this country because they are haters. It's a hate group. Now, George Soros pumps millions of dollars into Media Matters through the Tides Foundation. We have reported that for years. Soros, you know him. I'm sure you despise him the way I do. He is undermining or trying to the entire Judeo-Christian tradition of this country. All right. So we don't know how it's going to come out. But Media Matters has to pay attorneys, and I'm sure Soros will pump more money in so they can, to defend itself. Joining us now from Tallahassee, Florida, is a man named Seamus Brunner. He's got a new book out called Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life. Well, I don't like that. So on the cover, you got Soros, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, who's a founder of the World Economic Forum, Jeff Bezos. There they are, the billionaires trying to dominate my life. I don't like that. Seamus, you got to stop it. You got to stop it right now. So you got this Davos thing coming up in January in Switzerland. They do it every year, right? All these billionaires go in there and they do secret stuff. Are you going to Davos this year? Are you going to be there?
I'm thinking about it. I don't think they'd let me in, though. It's notoriously secretive, and they might just arrest me if I showed up. So,
no, they can't arrest
you. I'm thinking about it, though. We'll see.
Yeah, the Swiss authorities can't arrest you, and the canton, they don't have counties in Switzerland. They have cantons. They won't bother you. Now, if you try to crash a private meeting, then the bodyguards that'll be there will beat the tar out of you. So be careful. But if you want to go and wear a little ski cap and just kind of putter around, you can go. Now, I haven't finished your whole book, but I've read enough of it to get the flavor of it. You kind of veer in and out of the conspiracy stuff. I'm not saying this as a negative, but there's a big crew that believes that these billionaires want to dominate the world in a variety of different ways, okay? And they do all kinds of nefarious things to amass even more power. What I want to do today is run down one by one. All right, we know about Soros. We don't have to, that's established beyond any doubt. He's trying to undermine Judeo-Christian traditions in America. He's been doing it for decades. His son Alex is now in charge. What about Mark Zuckerberg? On page 234 of Controligarchs, you mentioned that Zuckerberg pumped $400 million into the 2020 election where Biden beat Trump, and Trump says it was crooked. I haven't been investigating that as well, because that caught my eye. I can't come up with where this $400 million actually went and what it did. But you're smarter than I am. Tell me, where's the $400 million?
Yeah, so he pumped it through two nonprofits. And you see that. That's a common theme. I mean, you see it with these ad boycotts where Soros is pumping money through Tides, through the into Media Matters. Loreen Powell Jobs features in this book, and she's doing the same thing through organizations like Acronym, which was funding another ad boycotter, Nandini Jama, Sleeping Giants, who I know you're familiar with them. But Mark Zuckerberg, he does the same thing. He puts it into the Center for Tech and Civic Engagement and another equally sort of obscure sounding organization, sounds totally innocent. And then what those organizations did is they went into mostly blue areas and purple districts, and they put the drop boxes, and they funded the election infrastructure, which has now been banned in a lot of states, by the way. The Zuckerbucks have been banned. Unfortunately, what hasn't, and it's free speech. I mean, right? Soros will say that funding Media Matters is free speech, but that's just another example of the many ways these controligarchs are kind of putting their fingers on the scales of our election. You know, it's, they say the money is the free speech, but then they're censoring shows like, yours and others. They're trying to anyway. They want to do the ad boycotts and stuff like that. So they're very against First Amendment, although they hide behind it.
All right. But let's get back to the $400 million. So Dropbox is okay, but they were legal in Wisconsin and Michigan and states like that, where a lot of this money went in. Do you think that Zuckerberg is financing anything that's illegal?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I'm sure many lawyers have looked into it. The states have changed their laws. That was kind of the problem is, and that's a problem with so many of the things we investigated at the Government Accountability Institute, is it's actually legal. It just doesn't seem right that a billionaire should be able to
finance. Because I haven't found it either, although this extraordinary amount of money going into 20 counties, all of which voted for Biden, I believe all of them did. This guy, I don't know. It's really shady. Now, Jeff Bezos is a billionaire, and for me, all he does is buy stuff for himself. He owns the Washington Post. Okay, that's for sure. All right, and that's a far-left progressive organ. But does Bezos, I mean, every time I turn around, he's buying another yacht or another house, and he and his girlfriend are out there doing stuff. I don't know. Is he a threat, Bezos?
Well, you keyed in on two of the more libertarian, at least they were originally, of the control oligarchs, Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos. I mean, I trace their leanings all the way back to their beginnings. And Bezos was, to his credit, originally quite libertarian. But in recent years, you know, he goes to Davos. He's set up these climate change initiatives like the Bezos Earth Fund. That's, you know, he's poured $10 billion into that. And so on its surface, the climate change initiatives, that's probably his biggest philanthropic endeavor. The climate change initiatives seem great. You know, it's saving the planet. It's a very ambitious goal. But what we see with the climate change initiatives are they're really about seizing control over the energy sector. And so I'll give you an example. You know, imagine you, it's the middle of winter. Imagine you go to your thermostat. You just woke up in the middle of the night shivering and you try to turn up the heat in your home. Well, you can't. It's been locked. You've lost control over your own thermostat. This may sound like a conspiracy theory, but it actually asks the residents of Denver, Colorado, in Texas, this has happened, and in California with these flex alerts, they are taking over control of the smart thermostats. Now, this is made by companies like Amazon and Google, and you didn't really realize when you clicked the I agree box to have the smart home, you know, temperature monitoring. But that's exactly what you're doing, is you're turning over control of your home temperature.
Right. So before you click anything, you better know. What about Bill Gates? I mean, he's one of the first Microsoft guy, you know, he's got a lot of money and running around. What'd you find out about him?
Yeah, well, he's waging war on our small, you know, smallholder farmers, generation owned farms. He's waging war on privacy through his digital ID initiatives. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, he and the United Nations announced that they will be rolling out a digital ID regime in 50 countries within 5 years. That's going to totally obliterate your privacy, and they'll sell it to you under the guise of convenience. I don't know about you, but it's not very hard for me to pull my driver's license out of my wallet. I don't need it centralized in a Microsoft database. He's waging war on other things too, information.
Why does he want? Why does he want that digital ID? What's the rationale behind it?
He's been invested in and very interested in digital ID for over 15, 20 years. He says it's a great way to store things like your vaccination records and your medical records. I mean, ultimately, what he likes is collecting lots and lots of data. And data, according to the World Economic Forum visionary Yuval Noah Harari, the people who control the data control the entire world. And so what this is all leading towards, actually, Bill, is a universal basic income driven by artificial intelligence job losses.
Wow.
Sam Altman. Well, yeah, it's
you
a
might
scary
be a little
future.
Bit ahead of yourself, but do you think, last question for you, Gates is nefarious? Do you think, or just misguided? There's a difference between a Soros, who's a bad guy, and somebody who's climate change crazy or, you know, wants the ID because it's easier, whatever. Would Gates be, in your opinion, you wrote the book, you're an expert, nefarious?
That's a strong word. You know, I read all the memoirs of his, you know, his dad and his relatives, his sister said he was nasty. His dad said that he was constantly at war for control with his parents. His mother pleaded with him to be more charitable, you know, as he was, you know, accumulating what amounted to making him the world's richest man, billions and billions of dollars. His mother begged him to give it away to charity. He wouldn't. So it was really only after the Justice Department started investigating Microsoft that he sets up his philanthropic foundation and rebrands. I don't know if I'd call him nefarious, but I would definitely say he's control happy. He likes to control things. That's a direct quote from him and his parents. And so, yeah, I think he's just trying to get control of as much as possible.
All right. The book is Control Oligarchs by Seamus. Nice Irish name, Brunner. We appreciate it, Seamus. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Pew Research, pretty good outfit. 1,435 American teenagers about the social media stuff. Okay. How often do you use the internet, computer, or cell phone? 93% every day. And 46% almost constantly. Okay? That's a lot. Obviously, we all know this. If you have an urchin, they got this thing in their hand all the time. Second question, do you have access at home to a smartphone? 95% do. Laptop, desktop, 90%. Now, the importance of this study is masked. Okay? I'm not going to be around. Many of you won't be around in 25 years. Okay? Unless, but probably not, which is fine with me, by the way. Okay. In 25 years, this planet is going to be completely different than it is now. Not for the better, because of the artificial intelligence and the high tech and the social media. So traditional ways to communicate, that's the first thing that's going to go. Speaking, I'm talking to you now, right to you, with words and gestures. I'm a real person. What I say to you is true as far as I can ascertain it. Gone. Big, big, profound changes coming, okay? And it has it all to do with the internet and now AI. Here's one of the changes already here. A third of public school students in this country, 15 million children, chronically absent from school in the 21-22 term. Now, that's just coming off COVID, be fair. But it has carried through. In New York State, almost 1 million students are chronically absent. In Florida, same number, almost 1 million, don't show up. California, 2 million. Texas, 1.5 million. All this demonstrates is that parental guidance is evaporating. In my house, and I'm sure your house, 90% of my viewers and listeners, if we didn't go to school, that was trouble. Big trouble. Now, 15 million kids in the United States are chronically absent from school. Now, what's going to happen to those kids? Some of them will get out of it. They'll learn to be plumbers or something where they can earn a living, but many of them won't. And they won't be able to compete because they can't read. They can't do math. They can't think. They can't speak. They're covered with tattoos. They use four-letter words every sentence. And that's not going to change, by the way. The corporate structure and how you make a living in this country, that's not going to change. You're still going to have to work. These people are not going to be able to do that. Big, big trouble coming. Now, if you are a parent and you are derelict and you're not paying attention to your children, okay, that is the lowest. That is so bad. You pay attention to your kids and grandkids, too. Harvard president's going to keep her job. Board of trustees said, no, we're keeping Claudine Gay. Now, I don't care about Claudine one way or the other. I'm not after her scalp. I don't care. All right, she is a devoted, progressive, woke person. She's everything that I'm not, but I don't care one way or the other. Now, Harvard's keeping her for one primary reason. Unlike most universities, Harvard doesn't need any money. It's got, I think, a $700 billion endowment in a bank, in investments. Doesn't need alumni money. Doesn't need anybody's money. Ever. An aside, the first president of Harvard was the top witch hunter in Salem. Do you know that? Increase Mather, a reverend. First president of Harvard. Harvard's the first college in the USA. Increase is responsible for what happened in Salem, 20 human beings be hung. When I go to Cambridge, because I'm an alumnus, as you know, of Harvard, I kind of spread that around. Now, will Dr. Gay prosper as president of Harvard? No, she will not. The college's reputation has been besmirched. And remember, it got the lowest rating of any college in America for freedom of speech, Harvard, under Claudine Gay. Finally, on this woman, there are charges. They were listed in the Washington Free Beacon that she plagiarized her doctoral thesis. Charges were leveled by a guy named Christopher Ruffo and another guy, Brunette. Ruffo is what they call a point of view reporter. Now, I try to get him on this broadcast, but he can't be bothered. I don't like him, all right, because I know what he does. He comes out with something in his mind, and he's going to prove it no matter what. And in this case, he's a conservative guy, Ruffo. But he's not looking for the truth, as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast. Okay, they're not looking at what's real. He wants to slam Ms. Gay. Now, I don't know what she did or didn't do. She denies it, that she plagiarized. So the Boston Globe, she didn't do it. But she should be afforded due process. Fair? Harvard doesn't care. I mean, it doesn't. She checks the boxes. She's a black progressive woman. That's what Harvard wants. She plagiarized. I don't care. We ever going to get to the bottom of it? I don't know. But I'm not going to convict her here. That's not fair. All right, Christmas, right? 13 days away. I'm not listening to a holly golly Christmas. I will not do it. You got to have standards. Okay, I did listen to Chuck Berry's Run, Run, Reindeer today. And I love Chuck. It was great. No holly golly. Not doing it. Okay. Anyway, travel. Smart life. Listen to me. 104 million drivers are going to be on the road in the next 13 days and pass that into New Year's week. Drive at night. Don't go during the day, particularly if you live in a big city. I mean, you can't. You just can't. At night, you can. Now, you got to check the weather. You got to take a nap. You got to be alert. You got to have stops, rest stops, get some food, get some coffee, whatever it may be. But believe me, you will just save hours of frustration if you go at night. 7.5 million going to be on an airplane. Okay. You have lost control of your life when you get to the airport. You have no control. The only way to cope with this, because there are going to be delays and some cancellations, is to bring a book that you like. Of course, the Killing books are the best. You can get them on Kindle, audiobook, and a little earpiece. You got to read a regular book. And if you don't want the Killing books, get a book that interests you, because that gives you something to look forward to when you're just sitting on your butt doing nothing. This is not going to cut it for 2-3 hours. It's not. All right, this is all right for a few minutes. And you have to basically lower your expectations to zero. But if you have a good book, if you have something to read, that will make the pain less. And we just want you to be safe. Okay, just be safe. And just look at the weather forecast, look at where you're going, and that kind of thing. But it's going to be the biggest travel in history coming up. All right, Disney raises prices in Disney World, Disneyland, poor kids can't go. Disney's progressive, but poor children cannot go to Disney World or Disneyland. It's too expensive. I was going to do more on this. I'm not. It just shows you the rank and file. You figure they'd have maybe one day where the price would be lower if you book in advance. No, they don't care. Right. Stay in history, December 12, 1977, Saturday Night Fever premiered in the USA. All right. December 12th, 1977, John Travolta, 23 years old, hits the screens. Go.
Who's up to know what I do?
It's not necessary.
I'll tell you what I do. I work in a paint store, and I got raised this week.
Right. You work in a paint store, right?
Yeah.
You probably live with your family, you hang out with your buddies, and on Saturday night, you go, you blow it all off 2001, right?
That's right.
You're a cliche. You're nowhere on your way to no place.
I saw that movie before it came out in a preview, and I said, this is going to be huge. Working class movie, interesting movie. And then the music and the dancing, of course. So the movie cost $3.5 million to make, took in $237 million, and the soundtrack of the movie, 40 million copies sold, second only to The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston. Saturday Night Fever came out 46 years ago today. Right back with mail and an interesting final thought that you'll enjoy. Let's go to the mail. We got Ralph, concierge. Remember, I have to say I'm against sending any more money to Israel or Ukraine. We can't arm the world, and that money could be spent better here. It's not going to be spent better here, Ralph. It's going to be wasted. That 70% of our tax dollars are wasted here. It's not. And we'll spend a lot more money down the road if Putin takes over Ukraine, a lot more. As Donald Trump would say, a lot. Mike, concierge member, hey, Bill, you said people on the left will vote for their guy no matter what. People on the right do the same thing. Like you, I've always been an independent voter, but now I will never vote for another Democrat again because they're destructive. I understand that. I'm voting Republican almost exclusively now, but I'm still listening. James Dorsey, Tampa. Hey, Bill, is there any chance when Hunter Biden is convicted that Joe Biden will bow out of office and pardon his son? He doesn't have to bow out of office. He can pardon his son today. Today he could. He'd kill him politically, but he could do it. Vic Carpenter, Savannah, Georgia. I'm a big fan, but I disagree. You said Biden is second worst president in history. I think he's by far the worst. No president has ever done more harm to the country. Vic, with all due respect, and I mean that sincerely, James Buchanan's inefficiency and incompetence in the run-up to the Civil War cost millions of Americans their lives. Millions. Chad Shermani, San Ramon, California, Marin County. Could you please explain our checks and balances when it comes to border security? You said the president could find an executive order shutting down asylum, but Biden refuses to do that. What other remedies are there? None. He's elected. He controls Homeland Security. Got to get him out. Neil Harrison, Arlington, Texas. If you're so concerned, O'Reilly, about government corruption, how come you haven't mentioned Ken Paxton, Texas Attorney General? He took bribes. Well, he was acquitted by the Texas Senate there, Neil. You got information he took bribes, I'd pass him along. I got to give the guy due process. Right? Acquitted. Mark Longhofer, Lenox, Kansas. I'm coming up on 7 months as a premium member. Thank you. Loving every minute of it. Just finished killing Crazy Horse and asked for Witch's Killers bundle for Christmas. I hope you get it, Mark. I hope somebody's looking out for you. You'll like both books. Carl Riley, Smithfield, Illinois. Finally finished Killing the Witches. Just have to say it was excellent. A lot of information I didn't know. The links between the witch trials, the founders, and even the movie The Exorcist were definite surprises. That's what we do. Martin Dugard and I do. So if you want witches, we got a bundle with Killers. This is a great deal, okay? Witches and Killers, only $21.95 for both of books. So that's where I go if I wanted to read. Killing Crazy was $9.95. That's a personal gift, my personal gift to you. That's a hardback, $9.95. United States of Trump and a Blue Merry Christmas Ornament, $17.95. If you're interested in Trump, that's a book you got to read. All right, that sets the stage for everything. So we hope you go to BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. No spin elves. Price are very low. Get all 13 killing books in a bundle. And the download of my live show on Long Island. That's the greatest gift ever. Okay, word of the day, do not be insolent. I-N-S-O-L-E-N-T. No insolence when writing to me. Once again, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Final thought on podcasts in a moment. Here's a final thought of the day. It's on a Dennis Prager radio program, Salem Radio. And, you know, he introduced me, O'Reilly, on a podcast. And we do a lot of podcasting here. But this that you're watching and listening to now is a broadcast. No Spin News is a broadcast. And what we do now worldwide is we break out some segments and we put them on podcast units. All right, so Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, on and on and on. I don't know anything about this. I got young people who do this for me, but we're all over the place. I told you this story about my son playing lacrosse at Oxford in England, and the other team in Wales said, hey, are you Bill O'Reilly's son? Because they knew me from the podcast stuff. We bring it out. But this is a broadcast. Now, what is the difference? That's what I want to get to. So if you could have listened in to my meeting with my staff at 10 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, you would have seen it. We have very high standards, much higher than a network and cable operations. And I was just saying, we need this and this and this and this, okay? And you got to get it right because I'm dependent on my staff for information. It has to come to me. I can't research everything. Our standards are so high, I don't know of any operation that has higher journalistic standards than we do. We check everything three ways. It's like my killing books, okay? This is a broadcast, and it is the most successful independent newscast in the world. We don't work for any corporations. We don't have any of that. It's just us. But it's not a podcast per se. Okay, we are in that world and we're happy to be there. But a podcast is more of an informal kind of thing. People sit around and they're very popular and you can learn a lot from them. This traditional broadcast. Thank you for watching and listening to the traditional broadcast and No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.